Last week's tornadoes have been pushed off the front pages by this week's news, but the South is still reeling. At least 330 people lost their lives, and thousands who survived lost everything else. But now, thanks to Patty Bullion, hundreds of them are getting at least some of their keepsakes back. She joins us from her home in Lester, Alabama. And Patty, let's tell a story. Fortunately, the tornadoes missed your town, but the debris field the tornadoes created didn't. What did you find in your yard?
The first thing that I found was an ultrasound picture, baby pictures, and, of course, lots of debris.
So you find somebody's sonogram, you know, the first image of their still-to-be-born child. What were your thoughts?
Oh, it broke my heart. I have three children of my own, and I can't imagine not having that ultrasound. And, you know, I talked to my children. They were also like me. They were heartbroken, and we had to have a way of trying to find the owner of this picture. We had to try to get it back to that mother. And, of course, our initial thoughts, too, were, I hope they're okay.
Well, yeah, because especially since the tornado was so far away. Well, you did a brilliant and modern-day thing. You set up a Facebook page. It's called Pictures and Documents Found After the April 27th, 2011 Tornadoes. Pretty to the point. And posted some of these articles. What happened?
Well, when I first started it, I hoped to get maybe 100 people. Within a couple of hours, I had 1,000 people. Within 12 hours, I had over 12,000 people.
And did you match people up, like, for instance, with that first black and white picture of two kids?
The first picture was claimed within an hour.
Huh.
It was from Hackleburg, Alabama, which is probably about 150 miles from here.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? What are some other matches that you've now made?
Me, personally, I've matched several pictures, but the success stories are wonderful. The way it has set up, the other people can post what they have found with their email address. And that way they're helping too. They're helping to find the owners of their items. And one of the things that really stands out was a senior quilt. It was made for a girl down in Phil Campbell, Alabama, her graduating year.
No, wait, hold on a second. A senior quilt. This is, you know, so it was a school quilt. And Phil Campbell, when I first thought that, I thought it was a person's name, but Phil Campbell is a town.
It is a town, and yes, ma'am, it was made as a graduating senior gift. It is a quilt that has all kinds of pictures from her high school years on it, and it was found in Athens, Alabama.
And how far is that from Phil Campbell?
Probably about 100 to 150 miles. It is a long way, and it's a big quilt, and it was found intact, dirty, but cleanable.
Well, how do you know what the person's reaction was when she realized that was her quilt and got it back?
She was very grateful. It is one of the stories that will be personally delivered back to her. A lot of them will be mailed, but I've also heard a lot of stories of, we're going to make arrangements to take these pictures back to them and take donations and supplies, too.
Isn't this something? Well, you now have about 87,000 likes on your page from all over the South and the country, but I'm looking at some from today. Donna Padgett writes that she's looking for Joey George in Wellington, Alabama, and Helen E. Cruz from Jacksonville. Mail labels and a canceled check found on our farm 87 miles away in Calhoun, Georgia. Here's another. David Jacobson writes, I was out mowing the grass last night and came across a piece of paper. It looks to be a life insurance bill. He names the name on the bill. And he said he looked it up and discovered that this woman's son and daughter-in-law were killed in the tornado. I mean, you know, it's both a lost and found. And something else, I mean, people, you know, some of these are heartbreaking. How would you describe it?
They're heartbreaking and heartwarming at the same time. And, you know, this page not only here to help, it's kind of giving the people that maybe are not so close to our area a glimpse into these people. They're real, and it makes them want to help them even more than just being on a news story. It makes it a little more real.
You know, it just, these little, sometimes ripped up photos, it's giving people back a lot more than just the picture, it seems.
It is. A picture you cannot replace. It's a memory. A lot of times it's memories we've forgotten until you look at a picture and you think, oh, wow, I had forgotten we'd done this. And you can't get that back. You can rebuild your homes. You can buy other cars. But those are memories that are irreplaceable.
Patty Bullion in Lester, Alabama. For a link to her Facebook page, Pictures and Documents Found After the April 27th, 2011 Tornadoes, go to hereandnow.org. We'll link you up. Patty, what a terrific thing you've done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, up next, Weather's Wake in Missouri. That's in 30 seconds, Here and Now.